This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, continues. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey there, Brad.
This week, of course, centered around the fallout from last week's events at the Capitol. Journalists had to figure out what to call it, a riot, an uprising, an attempted coup. Congress settled on incitement of insurrection, right?
And the president was impeached under those terms. And for the first time in American history, a sitting president has been impeached twice while in office. Pennsylvania's delegation split right down the middle along party lines on that vote.
9-9. And you had a fantastic conversation with Susan Wild last week when she was still in lockdown in the Capitol, and then again this week after her vote on impeachment.
Congresswoman Susan Wild, who represents the Lehigh Valley, did speak with us last week when she was in an undisclosed location, having been evacuated from the House chambers in the U.S. Capitol, and having had a pretty harrowing experience hunkering down on the floor while insurgents in the hall tried to get into the House chambers. Almost a week later, just about to the hour, I had the opportunity to speak with her again on Wednesday evening, right after the impeachment vote. And she said it was mind-boggling to go from that experience, the experience of violence in the state capitol, to impeaching the president, but that she was glad that it was moving so quickly because she's anxious to put those events behind her.
So the outgoing majority leader, Mitch McConnell, has made it clear that the Senate will not take up the impeachment until after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. But the attack on the Capitol continues to cast a shadow on everything this week. The FBI has warned of threats in all state capitals. And here in Pennsylvania, we know that security will be very tight in Harrisburg, right?
Yeah, Governor Tom Wolf is activating several hundred members of the National Guard and will be locking down the Capitol for 2 days next week on Wednesday, Inauguration Day, and Thursday. You know, Brad, I was thinking about this. The last time I can remember the state capitol being locked down for security reasons like this was on 9/11. I was a state capitol reporter there at the time and remember very vividly being locked in on 9/11 by Capitol Police. So it's striking to be at a moment like that again in U.S. history.
It's a really extreme measure, and it shows how seriously they're taking the threat.
It sure does.
And even closer to home, on Thursday afternoon, we learned of a suspect arraigned in Allentown in connection with the storming of the Capitol.
This is a former firefighter, actually from Chester, but he was picked up here in the Lehigh Valley. And as of Thursday evening, is being held without bail in Lehigh County Jail. He was arraigned before a federal judge via video in Allentown on Thursday afternoon. And he is charged with throwing a fire extinguisher during the riots that hit three Capitol Police officers. Now, this is not the officer who died in the attacks and was also hit by a fire extinguisher, but this is another separate incident.
I've seen video of it, and it is harrowing to watch.
I think harrowing is a word that we keep coming back to this week as we're all still processing the news events of last week and the fallout now.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
Stay with WLVR News and WLVR.org. We'll bring you live coverage and analysis of the inauguration on Wednesday. And the team here will be on all the news that affects the Lehigh Valley.